Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Police scored their fourth UK number one album with Synchronicity on this day in 1983, featuring the singles Every Breath You Take and Wrapped Around Your Finger. Here's Sting reflecting on his successful career.
I was lucky in that I didn't become famous until I was 27. So before that, I'd had a job. I was a school teacher. I was a father at 23, a husband, paid tax, had a pension plan, voted, right? I had a normal, ordinary life. So that gave me a perspective when the ludicrous life of stardom took over. I don't think I fell for the hubristic trap at all. Maybe, you know, for a little while, but not too much. I'm very human.
A year later, in 1984, Prince released his sixth studio album, Purple Rain, the first to feature his band, The Revolution. The first two singles from the album, When Doves Cry and Let's Go Crazy, topped the US singles chart and were hits around the world.
Covering music means that your version doesn't exist anymore. A lot of times people think I'm doing Sinead O'Connor's song and Chaka Khan's song, yes, when in fact I wrote those songs. And it's okay when my friends ask to do them, but there's this thing called the compulsory license law, which allows artists through the record companies to take your music at will without your permission. And that doesn't exist in any other art form, be it books, movies. You know, there's only one version of Law and Order. There's several versions of Kiss and Purple
Rain.
Right.
And it was this day in 2009 that King of Pop died at the age of 50 after suffering heart failure at his home in Beverly Hills. The eighth child of the Jackson family, he debuted with his brothers as a member of the Jackson 5 in 1964. Jackson is credited for transforming the music video into an art form and a promotional tool. Four of his solo albums are among the world's best-selling records.
The King of Pop has died.
Apparently Michael Jackson suffered cardiac arrest this afternoon. He was rushed to UCLA Medical Center.
At 12:21 this afternoon, the Los Angeles 911 operators took a call. When the paramedics got on scene, they treated the patient and then immediately transported the patient to a UCLA.
Couple of birthdays today. Carly Simon turned 75. US songwriter who had the number one single You're So Vain in 1974. Carly Simon admitted that You're So Vain was about Warren Beatty.
You're So Vain, that is clearly distinctly about Warren Beatty. Even though there are not that many particulars in the verse to show that it's him or to prove that it's him. But the second verse is about him, and I think he knows because he's reflected upon the idea anyway in various interviews that he's done.
And Mike Kroger, bassist from Canadian rock band Nickelback, turns 48 today. They have the 2002 hit, How You Remind Me. Nickelback is one of the most commercially successful Canadian groups, selling more than 50 million albums worldwide.
It's not like you, just say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. This time I'm mistaken. For and I knew a heart was breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down. Been to the bottom of every bottle.
And that That is Today Music, Thursday, the 25th of June, Mix 104.9.